Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello on the beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come to your homes again today with the beautiful message of Something to Believe In. Just think, if you got up this morning with nothing to believe in, then your life would be most miserable. But I'm so glad this morning I can report to you that Jesus Christ loves you, and that's a great, great story. And if you think there's no one that cares, then there's no one that cares for you like our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's get into the broadcast this morning. Let's do this song here for you. Hope you enjoy this one.
Can I tell you once again somehow? Have I told you with my heart and soul how much I need you?
Back a long, long time ago, we used to set up a tent down in Nettie, and Brother Garland Groves was pastoring down there, and we set up an old pup tent, and Brother Dick McMillian and his group was there, and we did that song, and we got it on tape. I'm just sorry that we don't have more tapes by Uncle Dick McMillian. He's gone on to be with the Lord. A lot of people have passed my way, and we've been able to worship with them, and I miss them. But we will rejoin them again one day in heaven. Well, we got homecoming now next weekend on the 20th. We got the Pillar of Truth Church. We'll be starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and having preaching at 11 o'clock. And then we'll have dinner at 12 o'clock. And we got a lot of singers. We got D. Keaton will be there. And then Brother Johnny Gravely will be there. And then Jack Lawson's come from out of Roanoke. And Betty is very sick. So remember Betty and remember Martha in your prayers as you pray. So we have got homecoming next week starting at 10 o'clock and going through until, well, we're going to have dinner. We got to have that dinner. So let's just come out and enjoy being at Barger Springs with Brother Barry Harper and Patty Harper and all the people up that way for homecoming. So I'm looking for you to be there. Let's go to the next song now. Hope you enjoy this one also.
I've carried this burden of sin for so long. scarcely had many for me. A prisoner to Satan and blinded by sin, believing I could never be free. But in my desperation, I called on the Lord, and an altar, a prayer I prayed through. The chains fell away like the darkness of dawn, and he told me just what I must do. I'll just lay down and leave it. I'll lay down and leave it. I'll carry this burden no more. The same hand that lifted these burden of sin will lead me on through heaven's door. Now down in this valley of cares in this life and troubles so often with pain, and all of the money I've made in this life could never my good health regain. But it doesn't matter to me anymore, for soon now this old house shall fall. My glorified body will raise from the grave at the sound of my dear Savior's voice. I'll just lay down and leave it. I'll lay down and leave it. I'll carry this burden no more. The same hand that lifted these burden of sin will lead me on through heaven's door. I'll just lay down and leave it. I'll lay down and leave it at a graveside. I'll need it no more.
Well, Martha's doing a beautiful song there. I'm sorry I got the wrong title, but anyhow, Martha is doing as well as could be expected. You continue to pray for Martha and hold her hands up. And we'll be sending out a CD to Freddie Runyon. He called me the other day. She'd like to have a CD. If you'd like to have a CD, I have a lot of the broadcast CDs, and a lot of music is on those. And if you'd like to have those, I'd be more than glad to send them out to you. If you just call me or drop me a letter, let me know that you'd like to have them. I have hundreds of them. Every weekend I do one, and then I take them to churches and I give them out to people, and I tell them, well, you take these and give them to some shut-in people. I've had a lot of tapes to go out. No, I don't charge you for those tapes. I just want you to kind of help me with the postage if you can, and I'll be more than glad to get them into your hands. I'm going to be sending Freddie Runyon out some. And then I want to remember today Doris Neely in our prayers. Let's remember Becky Lilly in our prayers. And like I said, let's remember Martha. So let's go right back now and listen to this song. And hope you enjoy this one also. Now, I know what this one is. It says, I'm going to make it on home someday. We will. We'll slip out of this life into another life.
Have to walk it alone. I'm gonna make it on home someday.
Yes, sir, I think the way that fellow says that, I think that he's got his eyes on heaven. Well, I was in the bank the other day, and a lady said she heard the broadcast. So many people listen to our broadcast, and that's what keeps us on the air, is people like you that enjoy the preaching, you enjoy the singing. You must enjoy about everything about the broadcast, or you wouldn't turn it on every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. I come in your homes with something to believe in. I picked that statement up many years ago, and I've been using it for a lot of years. I've been on this radio station here since 1986, but I've been in radio ministry since, I think I began my ministry in 68, if I'm not mistaken. But anyhow, I thank you for your help and your support to maintain this broadcast. Well, let's go right back and listen to this song, and I'll be right back with today's message. I love this song here. It says, when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you.
When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy all the blessings that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising you.
Well, I see the time's getting away from me, so I'm going to break into that song with a message. It's a fact that we're all lost. The Bible said we've all failed and come short to the glory of God. So let's go to a message now called The Facts of a Lost Man.
How important that is to know that. It's important to know that we're lost. It's important to know that we're all sinners, saved only by grace. It's good to know the facts, because the facts is the only thing that's going to make us free. Now, over in Luke's gospel, if you have your Bibles, in Luke chapter 18, you'll find a story. And in this story, you're going to find two men. One is a Pharisee, the other one is a publican. And I want you to notice something about this story. First of all, Jesus tells it as a parable. And the reason that he's telling it as a parable, he's ran into an issue of religion was versing Christianity. A great difference. You see, religion can be anything. But Christianity is a thing that reaches into the moral issues of man. It reaches into the heart. It reaches into the mind. And in this story, it was made very clear in the 9th verse that Jesus is going to use a parable. Now, a parable is an allegory. You know what an allegory is? An allegory is a short story formulated to bring about a fact. And Jesus is going to use a parable, an allegory, or a short story to tell us about two men. And in this story, if you'll notice about the story, there's things that I always look for. Maybe you've never thought about it. But in this story, Jesus takes verse 9 and begins to relate to what the parable is going to be about. And then it takes three verses to explain the life or the action of the Pharisee. But it's only going to take one verse to explain the actions of the publican. Now, I want you to notice here in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto the certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And then he goes on in verse 10 and says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterous, or even as this publican. I fast twice a day. I give tithes of all that I possess. Those three verses of Scripture was the identification of the Pharisee. But then notice the next verse. The Bible said, and the publican, standing off, would not lift up as much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. I want you to notice the difference between the two people. The one man went to pray. He went to pray to God. But he did not pray to God. He simply went to address God to who he was. He said, I pray twice today. I fast twice today. I give of all that I have. But the publican, standing far away, he says to God, God, be merciful to me because I am a sinner. You see, it's a fact that he was a sinner. And I'd like to point out to you, if you haven't already found it out, the point is this, all we like sheep have gone astray. Every man hath turned to his own way. And the Bible said, the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. We're all sinners that are saved by grace. We were lost without God. The Bible said, God does not make mistakes. In the beginning of time, God created the heavens and the earth. Something happened. The Bible said that sin came into the garden. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They partake of the thing that God told them not to. And when they partaken of what God told them not to, their eyes were open and they knew sin. They were naked before God. It's a symbolizing showing of man's condition. Man now is lost without God. Now some people would say, well, now God made a mistake. Remember, God don't make mistakes. You see, God had a purpose in all that he does. Have you ever went out and ran a robot car? Have you ever went out on the parking lot and saw those little robot cars where you push the button and you turn the steering wheel? And what they do, they go when you push the button and they turn when you turn the steering wheel. Is that right? Is that what God intended for you to be? No. God did not intend for you to be a robot, so therefore he don't push your button and he don't turn your steering wheel. Because God made you a free moral agent. And God made you that way so that you could realize you're lost. You're lost without God. You need to know that fact. You see, if God had made you a robot, you would have never known you was lost. You would have never been able to have the common sense and the ability to even know that you were annihilated from God. You would have never known when sin came in and you became naked in the face of God. But God did not make you a robot. God made you a human being. God put a personality in you. He put a choice in you. He gave you the ability to think and to act. He gave you the ability to know. He gave you knowledge, he gave you wisdom, he gave you understanding for one reason. So that you would know the fact that you're lost without God. Man would never known. Man would have never known his condition before God if God had made him like a robot. But you see, the fact is that we know we are sinners. There is no excuse in the eyes of God. No man can say that he doesn't know he's lost. Because the Bible said, you are unexcusable, O man. Every man is lost in the sight of God. There is none good according to the Bible, no, not one. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, God made a provision. This Pharisee did not recognize that. That was the downfall of the Pharisee. He did not recognize his lost condition. He thought because he went to church, because he gave of his tithes, because he did fast, that he was all right in the sight of God. But the publican knew how to meet God. He came to God with the fact, "Be merciful to me, a sinner, because I'm lost in the sight of God." You see, the mission of the church is not to get people saved. Did that bust your bubble? The mission of the church is not to get them saved, Jim. The mission of the church is to get them lost. We need to get men lost. We need men to realize they're lost in the eyes of God. I had a young boy one time, my youngest son. I'd done a very dumb thing. I took him hunting. We went squirrel hunting. And I got so wrapped up in squirrel hunting that my son said, "Daddy, I want to go home." And I said, "Okay, you just follow that hollow right down there, hit the main road, and you're going down to the house." And I went on squirrel hunting. Oh, did I do a stupid thing? Yes, I did. I admit it. But I got home. My son wasn't there. I said to Martha,
"Life has been so good, I can't complain. For when I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. When I'm so weary from the struggle of it all, but then I listen, oh how I listen for his call. And heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on the mind. Someday I'll leave this world behind. For heaven is sounding sweeter all the time." You know, it's so hard when we lose a loved one to the grave. But yet I know that we have this blessed hope that Jesus, he gave. For my God, he's going to wipe all the tears from your eyes. When we meet him in that land beyond the skies. For heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Oh, yes it is. Yes it is. Seems like lately that's all that's on my mind. Someday I'm gonna leave this world behind, and heaven is sounding sweeter time. And heaven is sounding sweeter all the time.
Well, we can all remember 9/11. This is a month that we remember. And I like this, the statement they make, may we never forget. 9/11, the time that so many people lost their lives, and they flew those planes into those buildings and all of that caused people to lose their lives. We want to remember our country is falling. I hate to say it, but we're in dire condition. We're same-sex marriage and alcoholism and drugs and all that stuff is heavily upon us. But we got to pray, people. We got to believe God. God said a nation that forgets God will be cast into hell. And I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that we need to turn back to God before it's everlasting too late. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for our nation. I pray for that one, Lord, today who is lost. I pray for that one who is sick and financially, Lord, they're in debt. They can't find a way out. They seem like they just want to throw up their hands and quit, Lord. But that's a coward's way out, is to throw up our hands and say, well, I just quit. Well, Lord, I pray for them. I pray for the lost. I pray for those who are backsliding on you. I pray for those who have become cold and indifferent. And Lord, a lot of cold and indifferent people listen to my broadcast each Sunday morning. And I trust that I can encourage them, say something, sing a song, or preach a message that will encourage them and give them faith just to take another step forward, because there's nothing to go back to. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, neighbor, don't forget now, I'll be at Red Sulphur this morning, preach at 11 o'clock. And then next Sunday morning, we'll be at Homecoming at the Pillar of Truth. Brother Barry Harper and Patty Harper are the pastors there. And we will be there at 10 o'clock in the morning, service starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, and going through until we have dinner. And you got to come. And, well, I know that you'll enjoy something. We'll enjoy the food or enjoy the singing, the preaching. And we've got good preaching, good singing, and we're looking forward to a great time. Service starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, going through the afternoon. So you make plans to come out and be with us then. Sit down and write to me if you'd like to have one of these radio tapes that we have, CD. I'll be more than glad to send them to you. I have hundreds of them here, and I can just send them out to you. They got songs and got messages on them. Some of them just got songs. Some of them have got a message, but I'd be more than glad to get them out to you. I'll just ask you to help me with the postage on them, and I'll be more than glad to get them out. I appreciate all the people who have written to me this week and this month, I mean, and held my hands up and stand by me. Stand by Martha. She really needs your prayers right now. Well, I got to get off there this morning. So you go to church, and may Lord bless you. May you be blessed above every blessing that you can receive. Be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
WJLS-FM, Beckley, Princeton, Lewisburg, a West Virginia Radio Corporation station.